the break. We're as fast as the wind. We force the play from end to end.
We've got fast moves, flashes, jump shots are flying, 'cause we're the Denver Nuggets friend.
Ooh, we're gonna go with the Nuggets. Hit that shot and score with the Nuggets tonight.
Oh boy, I mean, that's that great legendary song, Colfax, the old school Nuggets song. Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets winning 126-115, closing it out. I think this is the first time in the Michael Malone era, it is, that we haven't gone seven. Well, I guess on the losing side, we did go, it went 4-1 against the Lakers last year. But talking about when you won a series, it didn't take seven games to get it done. Whew, what a game. What a turn of events. Nikola Jokic is a monster of men. He just absolutely is. He's a gem. 36 points, 6 assists, 8 rebounds. He shot the ball only 7 times in the first half. He only had like 6 or 7 points in the first half, right? He was a non-factor. Porter was, you know, the big guy in the first period, but Joker turned it on in the second half. Here's Michael Malone talking about the momentum swing that you saw with, what, about 6 minutes left of the third. Here's Coach.
I think the key, Mike, was when they were going on runs and we weren't playing our best, every huddle was positive, staying engaged, demanding guys to be better, but staying together. I think we've shown as a group, every time we hit adversity, most times, you know, we never run from it. We buckle down, we embrace it, and we find a way. And so we weathered the storm, to your point, we weathered the storm. And then I thought that fourth quarter, you know, to come in here and win a game 6, an elimination game, which are always so hard, to hold them to 14 points in the fourth quarter, 28% from the field, 0-5 from 3, that's how you close out a game. And I thought Monte Morris late, Nikola Jokic late were phenomenal. Michael Porter early was terrific. And Aaron Gordon's corner 3 was a big, big shot. So I love our team. I love every player in our locker room, 1-17. We continue to find ways to win. Last year, this year, I mean, people don't realize that we're missing right now with injuries. So I couldn't be more proud of a group of players that I truly love coaching every single day.
Yeah, it was nuts, man. I mean, they just didn't get too down on themselves. It was very similar, at least when, you know, in game 5 when Damian Lillard's going off and Denver just kept going right back. They didn't get too down. I think Marlo on Altitude's broadcast last night said something about how Joker just looks serene. He just kind of has this calm. Even though he only had like 2 points in the first period and not very many points in the entire first half, he noted that he just looks calm, that he looks really relaxed, that he's not getting frustrated. There was a portion in that game late in the third. Joker drives in. He's double-teamed. He loses his balance. He falls out of bounds. He tries to throw the ball off of Nurk or somebody, whoever was there. Ball bounces back, hits him in the head, and he falls down, and it's out of bounds, Blazers ball. That clip, I filmed it, put it up on Twitter, courtesy of Altitude. That clip, I thought, is this it? Are they going to lose this game? And something happened, man. They just, at the end of the third, there was a key sequence there. Dame gets fouled, I think, and he goes to the free throw line, goes up 6. Portland goes back up 6. I mean, they were controlling this thing for most of the third period. They scored, you know, or they were up by 14 at one point. But they go up 6 with 4 seconds left. Monte freaking Morris gets the ball, goes down, makes a runner 3, gets the game within 3, and then the fourth period belonged to Denver. They outscored Portland 28-14. Joker was sensational. I believe Porter broke a record for a Nugget in the playoffs in one period as far as scoring. He scored 20. What did he score? 21? Was it 22? He ended up with 26. Kind of a non-factor the rest of the night, at least on the scoring side of it. But when nothing else was going right for Denver, it was Porter that kept this team afloat. So now Denver moves on, and they're taking on Phoenix. You got it right, Colfax. I really screwed up that series. LeBron James is the first time in LeBron's career that he has lost a first round. And he was interviewed about what he was going to, if he was going to be on the, join the Olympics this summer, what he was going to do. He made a joke and said he was going to join the Toon Squad. Didn't say anything about his team. He's going to be on the Toon Squad, Space Jam, and all that. So now he's a funny guy. He's done. What a series, man. What a series. Denver gets it done in six. They won't play until Monday. Colfax, I feel good, man. I feel like the Nuggets have a shot here, a real shot to win this whole thing. And I know you got to get through Phoenix. You know, there's going to be either Utah, Clippers, or Dallas. That's going to be tough. And then, of course, Brooklyn. I would imagine it's going to be Brooklyn. It is going to be a battle. Maybe you get Will Barton back in this next series, so that will help. Crazy, right? Now you think, I mean, Portland's a good basketball team. That is a good basketball team. Denver just outplayed them. Joker was the MVP in this series. He played like the MVP that we've seen all year. And it's starting to feel like it, man. Starting to feel like they can win this thing, become their get their first title. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. A guy that I'm a big fan of, Adam Mares of DNVR Nuggets, tweeted out last night, hey, Brady was the first guy to say this. I'll take credit for that. I'm the only one saying it because everyone thinks I'm crazy. About a month ago, I tweeted, love Elway, but Joker's coming for that throne. And he retweeted me last night, finally, and said, hey, I wanted to wait till they got past the first series, but I endorse this. It could happen. Now, it could. And Colfax, you wouldn't believe the Twitter world in the late hours, what they say about a person for a sports take. I mean, I felt sad for myself for a little bit.
I can imagine. I mean, Twitter's not a nice place in general.
I've been called some pretty rotten things on there before, and then last night it was all coming in a fury, man. I mean,
well, if you're going after the Duke, what do you expect?
That's
man?
Right. You go after the Duke.
This is Broncos country.
Country.
Nation? Broncos country. Nation.
Broncos land.
Bronco land.
That's what John Elway said.
Yeah.
Some other guys said, hey, not so fast, man. This is ridiculous. Slow down on that thinking. No one's replacing Elway. And it's like, all right, just think about it for a second, man. Like, as a sports fan, don't you just love the idea as a kid growing up that a sports figure does it for the love of the game, right? They just love the game so much. Don't we all love that growing up? Like, we loved that. That was a big thing. Well, don't forget, folks. Just throwing it out there. And I love Elway. This is the man that was not going to play in the NFL if he didn't get his way to play on the team that he wanted to play on. He was going to go play baseball. And so I'm just throwing it out there. The Joker embodies everything that a sports fan wants. Not only is he super talented, perhaps the most talented in the league. Damian Lillard said it last night. The dude's the MVP. And then we'll get into all the cryptic texts that Damian Lillard's putting out there, too, on Twitter. That stirs the pot. But, I mean, he's perhaps the best player in the league. He is the best player in the league. But he's, like, nice. He's humble. C.J. McCollum said right before the game, Joker walks up to me. You know, we're out kind of in the hall to me, Damian, and Melo, and he's just the sweetest man you'll ever meet. Like, he's just tired. He's like, hey, good luck, guys. Have a good game tonight. We really look forward to playing you. And then McCollum even said, yeah, that was a nice guy act, and then as soon as that game started, he put us in the chamber again. I mean, they love him. Everybody loves him. There was a part in they were losing by 10, and there's a foul call. Joker looks over at Nurk and then looks over at the ref and just like kind of does a little weird shot, and he's smiling about it. The guy has fun. He has fun doing it, man. So, again, he's not there right now. He may not get there. In fact, Colfax, the odds aren't great. But is there a number? John Elway won 2 Super Bowls, and then he managed the Broncos, right? He was the general manager, the VP, all that stuff. Joker's probably not going to be in a front office, so it's going to be all about his playing career. And I'm not saying that he couldn't. I'm just, my guess is when Joker decides to retire from basketball, hopefully in 15, 20 years, or 30 or 40, he's going to go back home and be with his horses. Like I don't see that. And maybe, who knows, man, but doesn't really strike me. Or maybe he'll go be a stand-up comedian or something. So he doesn't strike me as, so he's not going to win there. But I'm talking about players. Because Elway was the Duke well before he took over as the VP. So it kind of got me cooking on other things, too. Will there ever come a time when the Broncos aren't the most popular team in the state of Colorado? I mean, it's not. Somebody said, well, the Avs have won the same amount of as the Broncos, but they're not even close. To be honest, and I know hate mail can be addressed to Cole, it's hockey. It's still hockey, man. And maybe they would have had it. The Avs in the 90s were fantastic. We loved those guys, Sakic and Waugh. But what happened? You had two lockouts in 10 years. That does cripple a fan base. We haven't had one of these texts in a while. Ken Bone. Late night Twitter language is still mild compared to the moms of Eaton High School sports.
Nice.
And again, I just read that. That's not my opinion.
No.
I just read that.
The text box is kind of... Sometimes we can't read it for sure.
Oh, dude, there's so many texts. I would say there's more texts in the text box that I don't read than I do read.
Yes.
Because you can't. Hooligans are a foul-mouthed bunch, and they like to get after it. I mean, for crying out loud, one of the themes of this show is a strip club in Wyoming. I mean, one of the things that you guys talk about more than anything is the Den. That place has got more free PR on this show than anything in the history of the world of advertising. I mean, would you not agree with that?
It's close.
Hey, great guest coming up at 12:30. Remember Nico Carvacho? He's going to be on the program with us. He's been playing in Bulgaria. Just got back in the States. We wanted to get it worked out with him to talk to him while he was playing, but do we have the technology to do the Zoom thing on radio? I've never heard it done before.
I think it's impossible.
It's impossible.
Plus the time zones and everything.
Like space-time continuum.
3 in the morning there.
So, I mean, nobody was interested. We just could. But he's back in America.
Yeah.
We're going to get the CSU legend, the Mountain West Conference's all-time leader in rebounds. I don't think anyone's touching that record. And perhaps the guy that really helped get this thing going a few years ago, sticking with CSU in that transition period from Eustachy to Medved. So, pumped to talk to Nico. And I know he's a big NBA fan, too. And I think he's a big LeBron fan. So he's a Giants fan and a LeBron fan. So, I mean, sports hasn't been great to him this year. So we'll talk to Nico. His sport has been great to him. He got Import Player of the Year, first team All-Bulgarian, first team All-Import, top center in the league. They were league runners-ups. I mean, it was a hell of a year for Carvacho. So we're going to talk to him at 12:30. A lot to get to. Harrison Wind will join me of DNVR Nuggets. So answer our poll question. Will there ever come a time where the Rockies, Avs, Nuggets take up the top spot as the most popular team in Colorado? And you say no.
I say no way.
I don't think so either. Although the Hooligans are interesting on this. 55% say no. I'm a little shocked that... the only thing I'll say is maybe the Hooligans are thinking of Rocktober. You remember that time? I mean, I'm not even talking about the current franchises right now. The Rockies fan base went nuts. And they got, what'd they get? The casual fans. The Rockies are built for Colorado, for casual fans. They really are. It's baseball, it's Coors Field, it's gorgeous. If they could just give us a little taste of winning for a consistent period of time, the Rockies might have the better shot. Although now that the Nolan Arenado thing is said and done, I feel like it's going to take like 10 years just to repair that. So, I mean, the Rockies could go on a 13-game win streak and get back over 500. I still think people would be like, nope, not my team because Nolan's gone. I mean, it's like you're never going to get over that. It's ridiculous. But don't look now. The Rockies are on a 4-game winning streak. I mean, my goodness. I'm going to say this until it's irrelevant, I suppose I should say that. Undefeated in June, the Rockies, the Nuggets, and the Avalanche. Who's going to be the first one to crack? Rockies got the A's tonight at home. The Avs are playing game 3 against Vegas. Somebody already tweeted and said Rockies are losing tonight, so they're going to be the first ones to lose in June.
That's probably the safe bet.
I don't know. If Vegas is going to win one, don't you feel like this is the one? You know, they had the Avs number on the other night, except for Grubbs. They didn't have his number, but they had the rest of the team. They had their number. They follow this up. First game at home. That place is going to be bumping. Don't you think this is the one that they win?
Well, I'm predicting the sweep, so no, I'm not going to go there with you.
I tried to look up a stat and see, like, how many teams have had two sweeps in a row. If it's happened in the NHL, it's very rare.
Very rare.
So this could be a rare thing for you, Colfax. This could be your claim to fame.
You know? I mean, I've already got my NBA picks that are just skyrocketing me to the top of...
of everything.
Famedom.
Famedom, yes. Yeah. You're 32 and 14. I'm 29 and 17. You are running away with this thing. This weekend will be interesting. Not as many games to pick, and a couple of closeout games, and a couple of starts to the series. So we'll get to, I mean, like, Bucks and Nets. Can Milwaukee give Brooklyn a run for their money? That'll be an interesting one. Hawks and 76ers. Suddenly that series seems pretty interesting. And is it going to be Mavs and Jazz or Clippers and Jazz? Oh, boy. We got picks. 21 minutes after the hour. We got a lot to get to today. Text the program. I want to hear your thoughts on last night's big win for Denver. Huge win. It's starting to feel like this is... I mean, they're saying the Nuggets are dogs in this one against Phoenix, but I feel pretty good about this series. I feel better about this series than I do Portland. I really do. And is Damian Lillard long for Portland? Some cryptic tweets he's sending out. And, you know, can Portland, or is Portland built to ever win a championship the way they're constructed right now? And if not, does Damian finally move on? He's a very loyal guy, but he's 30 years old. He's still one of the best in the league. And would he look good in a Denver Nuggets uniform? And if you say yes, are you good with saying goodbye to the Blue Arrow? Some people are like, no, what you do is you get Damian Lillard, you slide Jamal over, and then Jamal's number two. You can't afford that. Damian Lillard, Jamal Murray, and Nikola Jokic are all supreme contracts. And then, by the way, Michael Porter Jr., at some point, he's going to be wanting that kind of money. So there's no way. So there's no Jamal Murray and Damian Lillard. That doesn't work. As much as I wished it would, it won't work. And there's not enough basketballs. That's one of those moves that could cripple you. You go back, right? So I don't know. But there are teams already asking Portland about Damian today. They're already talking about it. It's crazy. 22 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. Is there going to be a time? Will there ever be a time that the Rockies, the Nuggets, the Avs dethrone the Broncos as the most popular franchise in the state of Colorado? Go answer at thewholeshow.com. 22 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. Don't forget, Nico Carvacho's joining me at the bottom of the hour. Talking to Harrison Wind of DNVR Nuggets. Rocking and rolling here on a Friday. We'll be right back.
It's a party. Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party. Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
For a little bit there, Colfax. You know, I'm not an animal. You got to let that roll. Welcome back to The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. The tone of this game last night for Denver to close this thing out, it didn't look great at first because, you know, you had Joker not really getting involved in this one. But MPJ really has grown up. Now, he still has some things to work out. I mean, again, he did kind of do the disappearing act in the second half, but we're watching him grow up, which is cool. You're seeing Joker. We've been watching him grow up, right? Now he is at that level of greatness. We are seeing Michael Porter Jr. grow right before our very eyes. Huge first quarter for him. Here's Coach Malone last night talking about how important it was to have Porter really start things off for Denver.
It was huge. I mean, he scored, I think, 22 in that first quarter. Nikola got in foul trouble, and I loved seeing Michael so aggressive. If you're a Denver Nuggets fan, and I know we're a big group, we're all over the place. He's a young man, 26 points, back-to-back games. He's only a second-year player, so Michael's only going to get better than he already is, which is a scary thought.
I mean, it's true. He is only going to get better. He had more confidence last night than we've seen. You know, he's a confident guy, but he was cutting. He was moving with the ball. He was backing down Damian and trying to turn on him. He's looking at the mismatches there, and he found him. You know, in that game where he shot three times, he wasn't doing anything other than just whenever he was wide open, he'd shoot, and he never was, save for once. So that was fun to watch MPJ grow, and so many interesting items in this series. Monte Morris, I mean, Coach Malone's so high on this guy. If you didn't have Morris, who knows, man? Because he really helped replace the loss that you felt with Jamal. Not starting, staying on the bench. And again, that's why this group is so unique. Porter was pulled out late, and Aaron Gordon and Jamichael Green were put in. And Malone said it in the huddle, and you know what Porter did? He didn't roll his eyes. He didn't get mad. He didn't look and go, man, I'm not going to get... I'm not going to get in the crunch time here and get some cred. He looks up and he just says, let those two go do what they do. Let them rock. Let them go play defense. That's a unit, man. That's a group that is 100% bought in. You don't see anything else like that in the league. You got LeBron James postgame last night talking about, not about working with the team and happy that he, you know, they went through so much throughout the course of the season. Jokingly asked about the Olympics. And said, no, he's going to go join the Toon Squad. That's who he's going to play with. We couldn't beat the Suns, so I'm going to try my luck with the Toon Squad. I mean, yeah, he's joking, but in that joke, you just lost. You just lost to Phoenix. You were the regular season pick to win it all. The first time we see LeBron smile in like 6 months, and it's like, I'm going to go play with a bunch of cartoons since we couldn't beat Phoenix. 31 minutes after the hour, we're going to catch up with CSU legend, now professional basketball player. How about that? Nico Carvacho. He's back in the United States, and we're going to get him on the program coming up next. But first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
You're bringing the tunes today, Colts. Like it, man. It's great. Great work by you. Did you write that?
Oh, you did?
Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joining us now on our First Advantage Hotline, Colorado State Rams legend and now professional basketball player Nico Carvacho joining us. Of course, what a year by you, my friend. Import Player of the Year, first team All Bulgarian League, first team All Import Bulgarian League. You made it to the league finals. What a year for you, my friend. Thanks so much for giving us some time.
No, man. Thank you for having me.
I know we were trying to work it out in the season, but time change and connection and all that stuff was difficult. So once I stalked you on Twitter, I saw that you were back in the States. So I was like, we got to get this guy on.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. No, I appreciate you having me on. It's always been a blast and a pleasure.
Yeah, and again, man, I know Rams fans, they follow your career. And I actually was seeing a couple of tweets from your former coaches, too. No, everybody's following you along this path, man. And what a year. Can you talk to us about your experience?
Yeah, of course. It's a little different, you know, when you're traveling the country and you're going out to, you know, a whole place that you don't know where no one speaks English. You know, for 9 to 10 months of the year, you know, it's a tough thing. It's not easy. It's not for everybody. But, you know, it's worth it. You love basketball and, you know, the money always helps too.
Well, and of course, yeah, I mean, well-earned, well-deserved too. Was that the biggest challenge for you? Was the language barrier or just being so far away from family and friends? I mean, what was the biggest challenge for you?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, me, I've, you know, being able to play for the Chilean national team and, you know, I've traveled the country and I've traveled outside the country and, you know, I've left home, you know, I've been gone from home, but I think the toughest thing was just America, you know, just the normalcy of America, you know, the English, to be able to get in my car and go anywhere, I, you know where to go or I can use my phone. You know, use the LTE or the 5G or whatever it is. You know, you don't have to rely on Wi-Fi. So I think, you know, there's a little things that was just like, you know, the normalcy of America and just home was probably the toughest thing.
You don't even think about it, right? I mean, some of the things that, you know, just like you and I trying to connect to get you on the show, you know, it's like using the phone, even using your phone is much different.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, talking to Nico Carvacho. Man, what a year for him. Again, Colorado State Rams legend, now doing it at the professional level. I'm going to pick your brain about the NBA a little bit too, Nico. But something I've been talking about for a while and you know, kind of following along with your career, I really feel, and I'm not just saying this because you're on the phone with me, but you set the tone for this Colorado State Rams basketball team. We're seeing, you know, this team is a monster in this conference. You stayed in that transition, that very interesting period between Coach Eustachy and Coach Medved. You know, I think we wondered for a little bit what you were going to do, what your plans were going to be, but you stayed with Colorado State. And I always said that was when we began really laying this strong foundation.
Yeah, you know, that was probably the biggest, one of the biggest reasons why I decided to.
I think, did we lose him? I think we lost him. Let's see if he's still there. We'll maybe try to reconnect with Nico, Nico Carvacho. I just asked him the question. I'm like, dude, when you stayed, maybe you were going to be good. Maybe you were just going to try to build this thing. And he could have went to some other teams that maybe were a little bit closer, a little bit ready to compete, even in their whatever conference, in their championship or whatever. But instead, he bought into what Coach Medved said. And I think, you know, to this day, he's going to be remembered as, obviously, he's the all-time leading rebounder in the Mountain West Conference, but he's going to be remembered as one of that player that really helped set the foundation, set the tone for what you're seeing with Colorado State today. Nico, we got you back, man. You were just telling us kind of one of those main reasons you decided to stay kind of in that rebuilding period with Coach Medved.
Yeah. I don't know how much you caught. I guess maybe I still have phone issues over here.
They never go away, man. They never go away.
Yeah, right? I know. I think that's what, you know, like I was saying, that's probably one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to stay, was to build that legacy and continue to grow as well as I could and help this team, you know, prosper into something great like they're becoming. And, you know, I'm really excited for this team next year. You know, it was so fun to watch them this year, you know, the chances that I got to watch them.
And you're one of those guys, too. I mean, you know, some people will randomly tweet about their former teams, their college teams, or whatever. You're still a huge fan of those CSU Rams, right?
Oh, that's, you know, until I die, you know, I'm proud to be a Ram. And, you know, it's really cool, you know, seeing, you know, I still talk to all the guys a lot and all the coaches a lot. And, you know, just being able to be in there and lived it. And I know the philosophy, everything. I know or what player they're running or what they're doing. And, you know, it was really cool to see.
I think we lost him. Did we lose him? We lost him.
Am I here?
Oh, you're still there, man. We got you. We waited.
I'm in. My grandparents, they live in the middle of nowhere right now.
Hey, what was the first meal you had when you got back in the States, man?
The issue was I landed super late, so I had to get some pizza. But yesterday, you know, I went to my favorite restaurant, Texas Roadhouse, and now I'm going home cooking tonight and the next couple of days. So I'm excited about that.
Oh man, I was thinking about that. What was the food like? I'm not really a foodie, but I'm thinking about that. All these differences. What was the food like in Bulgaria?
You know, it was cool. You know, it wasn't any, I mean, you can't get in a car and go to a Chipotle or go to a Chick-fil-A or somewhere like that, you know, so it's a little different. The food is definitely a little different. I would say it's probably healthier. You know, I cooked a lot. I cooked all my meals.
Did you cook a lot before? Did you cook a lot before you went overseas?
You know, I started during quarantine. I started to change my diet, and I think that helped me out a lot, you know, going into that. So it became easier and easier as it came along, but definitely helped me going into there, because cooking was probably the biggest thing.
Oh man, I have to get some tips from you for sure on that. Were you able to play, because last time we had you on, we talked about video games like 2 years ago, man. Were you able to do that kind of stuff at all?
Oh yeah. You know, I still got my Xbox, and I came home and I'm trying to get the new Xbox, but you can't get that anywhere.
No, you can't get any of them. No, it's crazy, man.
Yeah,
It's absolutely nuts. It's been like a year since it's been out, I think, right?
Yeah, like in November. You can't get it anywhere. It's ridiculous. But, you know, I still play. I still play with a lot of guys. It was hard because of the time difference. So you kind of had to, you know, schedule time. Like, oh, yeah, I'll be out of practice this time. Let's get on at this time. But now that I'm back, you know, it's kind of like, oh, let's just jump on.
How much different was it, you know, speaking about playing with teammates, playing with a bunch of guys, like you said, some of them, you know, there was a language barrier there, but that transition over, you know, when you were playing with Colorado State, and it maybe seemed easier at the time looking back, what was that transition like for you, playing with new guys, obviously, but almost a completely different world?
Yeah, you know, I think, I don't know, a lot of the guys on the team told me I got lucky my first year. You know, there's a lot of different, you know, how pros can be or, you know, people from different countries. I guess they were telling me stories, but, you know, I guess I got lucky with a great group of guys. You know, everybody was cool with each other. We hardly fought. Everybody had the same mission. And, you know, I think it was really cool. Everybody adapted well. And, you know, it's easy for me to adapt to that, for personally.
We're talking to Nico Carvacho on our First Advantage Hotline. And, Nico, I know the dream is there. I mean, playing professional basketball, doing it, and like you said, the money's not bad either. I mean, you're living your dream, and I think that's just it's amazing, and it's so much fun to follow your journey. But that NBA dream is still there, right?
Of course.
What is it that you think with your game, like this last year and transition-wise, that you've really been working on in order to get you there? Because I'm a believer, man. I said it 3 years ago that I think you've got the tools. But what are you working on, and what are you being told? Hey, if you get this down, if you do this maybe even a little bit better, you'll be in the NBA. What is that thing?
You know, for me, it's obviously you get better in every aspect of the game, you know, especially for the NBA. It's the best players in the world. Best league in the world, but you know, for me, it's continuing to work on my shot. You know, I did a lot more shooting this year, especially in practice. We would, you know, have a whole hour of just shooting, so working on that. Continue to get stronger. You know, I think I got stronger, more physical. But you know, for me, the big thing is that I play hard. I don't care how many points I score or what this and that. I'm just trying to help the team win. So hopefully, I can get that chance to prove it and show NBA that I could do it.
Yeah. Well, hey, dude, I think it's going to be a possibility, man. So don't forget about us, okay? Still got to try to do these interviews. Are you going to make your way to Fort Collins anytime soon?
Yeah. You know, I'm debating on where I want to do my off season, and you know, talking with Coach Ali and some other guys over there to, you know, see if I can use him and all that stuff. I think that's definitely one of my options. So I think, you know, that's a good possibility that I'll be up there in Fort Collins.
Man, if you let me know, I'd be happy to take you to the Roadhouse or Chipotle or something, man. I would love the opportunity.
Of course.
It's on me.
Of course.
Hey,
of course.
Anybody breaking you think anybody's ever going to break your rebounding record?
I sure hope not.
I don't think so, man. I was looking at it today. I'm like, I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to stand for a while.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I think, you know, it took how long for me to break it, and you know, I kind of broke it in 3 years and still had a whole fourth year, so
yeah, dude.
We'll see. I don't know, maybe somebody can get it, you know, with this extra year that everybody can get back and stuff. So
yeah, that's true. I mean, you do have the extra year, the bonus year, right? So that'll be interesting.
I'll
keep you updated, man. I don't think it's gonna happen. I think you got it for a while
anyway. Yeah, I hope so.
Your guy gets knocked out. How you feeling? I know you're a Giants fan. I know you're a LeBron James fan. How you doing? Because success-wise for you individually, man, you're rocking, you're on cloud nine, but you know, as a fan, you got to be feeling a little bummed out today, man.
You know, I am. You know, first time in his career.
Yeah.
You know, he gets knocked out in the first round. I think, you know, AD getting hurt doesn't help. Obviously, I don't know, maybe the injuries of the year, or he's in year 18, you know, so he doesn't look the same out there. So hopefully he can come back next year and get back to his old self, but who knows. But, you know, it just didn't look right. It didn't look like, you know, they were going to be striving very well, but, you know, I'm still a LeBron fan. You know, honestly, the Mavs were my favorite team growing up, you know, living in Dallas.
Sure.
And I have a really, really good friend that plays on the Mavs right now and was always a Durant fan. But, you know, so the Mavs, I'm cheering on the Mavs right now. So I'm excited for that. for the game tonight.
So do you think they close it out tonight? Do you think the Mavs take this thing?
I really sure hope so. I believe in Luka. I think Luka is a dog. I think he's next in line. So I guess you got to prove it tonight, right?
Yeah. This will be a big one. There's some good ones tonight. How about the Nuggets? Yeah. I saw you were tweeting about the Joker last night. You think the Nuggets can take care of Phoenix? Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous, right?
Oh, my gosh. He is so good. I was sitting on the couch watching it with my mom, and she was like, he's so uncoordinated, but so coordinated at the same time. Like, it's ridiculous how he does stuff and how he hits shots, and it's so fun to watch.
Yeah, no, it's deceptive, man. I mean, I think all the commentators, the national guys, are always just so blown away. They're like, this guy's slow, but he's fast. I don't know how that makes any sense.
And now that I'm playing overseas for that 1 year, and I've got to play with some guys, it's a European game, you know, it really is.
Mm. And that's a great point that you bring, too. I mean, we're looking at that in the NBA. We are looking at so many great players from the European side of things that are dominating. So, again, with you and what you're picking up, the tools, I mean, that's only going to be a helpful thing for you in your quest to get to the league.
For sure. You know, for sure. You got to pick up, you got to learn every year, and you just got to continue to stay motivated and hungry.
Nico, we love interviewing you, my friend. We'd love to do it again from time to time. Just stay updated on your career.
Yes, sir.
Last one for you. Giants getting back into the playoffs, man, next year?
First of all, they should have won it. The East was bad. I know it was bad. But we should have done it last year. The Eagles kind of did some shady stuff to us, but I'm not going to say nothing about that.
I have confidence.
I think Daniel Jones is going to prove a lot of people wrong. We signed some good guys this year. I like their draft picks. We get Saquon back. I think we're going to be good.
I think we got – is that Broncos-Giants first game, right? Is that the
first,
thing?
So what week
we,
one.
Are we going to do like a friendly bet? We got to do some kind of friendly bet on that, man.
Got to.
All right, we'll get you – you know what? We'll try to reach out to you. What's next, man? What's your – so offseason, you're kind of debating what to do then. But when does everything get started for you again as far as regular season?
Right now it's just seeing where seeing what the next deals are, okay. The best opportunities are, and just sitting down and talking about it and seeing where it goes. You know, right now I'm just got home enjoying some home time right now.
Enjoy the family time, man. I'm sure they're loving it. Absolutely. Appreciate you, Nico. And hey, let's get up on the Madden or 2K or something. Let's try it out. We'll get those new Xboxes.
Sounds good, man.
Like
sounds
five
good.
Years. We'll get them in 5 years, apparently.
Yeah, right. I went to GameStop today to look for it. He's like, oh, yeah, we're not getting none for 2 years. I was like, what?
That's what kind of world are we living in, man? Like, what's happening with that?
It's 2021, man. Come on.
I don't understand it. Nico, let us know if you come to Fort Collins, my friend. Would love to chat with you.
Sounds good, man.
All right, Nico Carvacho. That's a Colorado State Rams legend right there. Mountain West Conference all-time leader in rebounds. 51 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. We're wrapping up hour number one. A lot to get to. Harrison Wind of DNVR Nuggets, all that and more. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
It's a party. Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party. Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. The Power Trip. Weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
5 minutes until the top of the hour. Welcome back. Got a lot to get to in the second hour still. Couple of quotes from Michael Malone last night. We'll get to that in the second hour. More on Nikola Jokic. Harrison Wind going to join us. Let's start looking at that matchup. That matchup between Denver and Phoenix. I mean, that's going to be... I think it looks good for Denver, man. I really do. I think there's a heck of an opportunity here. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Do you think there will ever be a day when the Broncos are not the most popular team? And this really came from last night about the Joker Elway thing. And, you know, I get it. He's not there. No. And people, when you say that, the tweet was, Colfax, the tweet was, love Elway, but Joker's coming for the throne. Does that, in your mind, mean that he's there? Because when I say coming for the throne, if I say you're going to Walmart, are you at Walmart yet or are you going there? just it's English, man. It's fine. So to me, it's like people freaked out. Dude, I've been called some terrible stuff. Twitter was going crazy. I have thicker skin now. 5, 6, 7 years ago doing this show, I'm replying to every one of them and I'm ripping them out. Now it's like, dude, I mean, it's a sports take. You just told me to eat, you know, bad stuff. I mean, it's some terrible stuff, but you got to love it, man. It's all fun.
At this point, it's fun, right?
Yeah.
It's just comical.
It's sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good time. It's a fun time to have. So do you think there will ever be a day when the Broncos are not the most popular team in Colorado? Seriously, 20 years from now, 30 years from now.
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Nuggets win 5 titles in the next 10 years. Joker wins 4 more MVPs.
Are the Bulls still more popular than the Bears?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
You
Bulls?
Think? Yeah.
Oh, I think so. That's a good, I think.
Are they? I don't know.
We'll talk about it. Second hour coming up next.